really quite interesting and good. You should really take the time to watch it. Not to spoil anything, but it really does take a turn when you find out that she may have fed her husband to the tigers. And I won't go any further. You should just watch. Greetings, dear listeners, once again. It is I, Declan Moonstar, and I am here to guide you today in this episode of The Modern Calm. I am here as always, though with a few caveats. I had to come here in my own vehicle as to not take any public transportation. I am locked in my studio, away from other people. Everything has been sanitized, I assure you, and it feels not much different than things usually are for me, in truth. But I do hope that you all are taking the necessary precautions in this way, you know, washing your hands frequently, staying away from the grocery store, grinding up your charcoal and your turmeric to form a bonding around your esophagus as in order to not get this virus. But as the old saying goes, no matter what gets in the way, the show must continue as it was planned because I am contractually obligated to fill out this series. We have come to the last step, dear listener. After today, you will have successfully completed my inaugural Modern Meditation series. What a ride it's been. Quite the journey together we've taken. I've displayed myself at my best, and conversely, you've seen me at just below my best. I would never allow you to see me at my worst. It's best for everyone that way. In the past months together, we have explored every corner of the internet looking for answers. For this final session's exercise, we are moving away from that. Don't get me wrong, it was necessary to explore the sewer of humanity that is social media. Dark, disturbing places such as Twitter, Facebook, MySpace, and Neopets, all emitting the stench of the human beings at their worst. But I'd like to remind you of the wisdom of a notable group of philosophical minds, four scholars having left decades of influence upon the world, each distinct, each wise in their own way, spoke thusly. After any thorough amount of time spent in a sewer system, there is always a time to emerge and behold the light above ground. A time to face the world for what it is, and know there is work to be done. That's right. We have reached an enlightenment known only to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Cowabunga. But how will we separate from the world around us? I'll get there, please don't interrupt me. We will spend the next few minutes immersing ourselves in a sound bath. You may think of this as a sort of mental cool down after a rigorous months-long workout session. But know this, it will be no walk in the park. This may be the most challenging sound bath you have ever experienced, more so than any subway ride spent listening to a podcast through dollar store headphones. You must decide now. The end of this series is a reward waiting just on the other side. Listen to the voice deep inside you. Are you brave enough to face it? I'll give you just a moment to decide. You've made it one step closer, one step at a time. Let's all take a deep, unifying breath together and prepare yourself for session 6 Among the Sound Place. I wanted to call it Among the Sound Clouds, but apparently that's already been popularized by some Xanax enthusiasts, so we're left with a bit of a clunky title. Not the way I'd prefer to end things, but nothing I can do about that now, can I? There are many moving parts to this exercise, so to assist me today will be my producer and faithful sound engineer, Sydney. Sydney has been with me this whole time, and just now I feel she should be given the chance to speak. Sydney, say hello to our fine audience.
Hi.
Sydney has been following along with the course herself. She's even told me she has listened to each episode multiple times.
It's literally my job.
That's as loyal as a producer can get. Sydney, just be sure when you're walking around the space, these bowls are very expensive and I must return them to the shaman in top shape, so do be mindful. Sydney?
What?
Watch your step, yes?
I got it!
Excellent, let's begin then. Whenever you are ready, I just ask that you find a place where you can firmly feel the ground beneath you. Let's take another breath and slowly begin dipping our toes in the water. Ah, beautiful, just calming sounds. Let them wash over you. Imagine yourself in a field, one with tall grass and perhaps a brook nearby. You're hearing some water. And there are definitely bugs in this grass, so maybe put on some bug spray. Try not to use any of that DEET bug spray, although if it's the only thing you have, I completely understand. And as you close your eyes in that field, imagine yourself being transported into a warm pool nearby. Perhaps where that brook was leading to. Let's follow it down the river. See where it's going. Looks like it might be a long hike, so we should probably just turn back anyway or stay where we are. Let's stay where we are. Or let's keep going. No, you know what? Let's keep going. Life is an adventure, and we are the adventurers on life's journey. We found the source of the brook. It appears to be a cave. Things will start to get a little more echoey as our senses start to dissipate with the light leaving around us. There it goes. Now it's dark. Now it's a little too dark. Now I'm pulling out my flashlight phone to... My phone battery is dead. This is a bit of a predicament. We can get ourselves out of this. Let's sit, let's breathe. Let's calm down together. If we close our eyes and concentrate hard enough, we will get out of this together. One, two, three. We're still in the cave. Okay. This could be bad. Huh. It's a interesting sound of an animal nearby. What do you think it is? Looks like a garden variety house cat in the middle of the forest. He looks dirty and dangerous, so let's walk around him in the path. It's best not to. That's a little bit of a distracting sound in the distance, so let's try to get away from it. Walk a little further away from it. It somehow seems to be getting louder, so we may be walking towards it. Let's go the other direction. It's getting louder to here. This is something that should be noted in these astral planes that we explore together. The physics of everything gets a little murky, so you're going to run into some uncomfortable sounds and oh, there we are. A beautiful clearing up ahead. Let's go there and look upon the vista below us. When we're in the center of the plain, we're going to go ahead and take one deep breath. Get as much fresh air into your lungs as possible. And music in quotation marks is happening. Let's, instead of rejecting this one, let's embrace it. Let's get a little closer and then hear those screeching bells. Let them cut deep into you and feel this. Wait, what happened?
Declan, we can't play this.
Why not?
The levels are crazy.
So we can just fix that in the edit, can we not?
No, I can't. You're going to give people hearing problems.
Sydney, you're really throwing off the vibe here a bit. I'd ask that you get all of us, the listener included, back on track, please.
Declan, no one is listening.
That's absurd. Of course people are listening.
No, I can show you the numbers. They're really not.
And what about the $13 in revenue we've made so far?
That's not good.
Just give it time. This is just a rollout period. People will listen, of course. That's the power of spiritualism.
That's not...
Sydney, please, just keep recording.
Oh, sorry. I didn't realize anyone was in here.
Pardon me. We are in the middle of recording here.
Cool, no problem. But do you have any idea when you'll be done? I have the room booked for 11.
What time is it now?
10:58.
Oh, all right. Well, then I'll just collect my things then. Would you happen to need a guest on your podcast by any chance?
Oh, I mean, it's not really that kind of show.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Need a producer?
I do, actually. That'd be great.
Okay. I suppose I'll just leave by myself. Listener, I guess this is the end for me, my moon travelers. The course is... concluded. I will see you sometime in the future. I know not when or in what state, but I will be back. Okay. So I'll just yeah.
Okay, yeah, so just settle in and get started whenever you're ready.
Great, perfect. Thank you again. When Sally Sharing's body was found, there was a layer of frost on the ground. Her mangled corpse, abandoned in the woods for days on end, buried exactly 3 feet deep into the earth, was frozen over. It took investigators 3 hours to successfully load her into the coroner's van, and the townspeople stood in the cold to watch the whole thing. These grisly events were just the start of a statewide panic that would last for over a decade, an era of political corruption, financial greed, and cult-like activities. And at the center of it all stood one figure, one person responsible for all these misfortunes, a man who went by the name of Declan Moonstar.